Good morning. Happy New Year. 7:50 a.m. January the 1st, 2017. It's cold. It's in the teens. It's upper teens. It's like 18, 16, 18, somewhere in there. I'm bundled. The Under Armour is awesome. Although I think it needs, it's kind of plastic baggy. I think it needs maybe a t-shirt under it or something, or over it. It's thin, it's lightweight, it's very warm. But my combination of upper wear is letting little drafts of cold air up and run across the plastic bag feeling, which is not exactly pleasant. At any rate, good morning. First day of the new year. I've got some goals for the year. One is to not wuss out on walking. Two is to see how long I can keep a meditation streak alive. I'm starting up again today. I haven't meditated for like 3 weeks. And it's time to get back into my headspace. And it really does help. So, yeah, we'll start in that. I'm going to try to get to bed tonight at a reasonable hour. I did stay up until 12:30 local time last night, so I did see the New Year in. I was playing. It's true. Morning. The ice is frozen hard this morning. I did get up, I think I got up freezing yesterday in the afternoon. But there are places here that are just... There's one place out on West 20th that is literally a skating rink. Well, no, not literally, metaphorically. Figuratively, perhaps, because, you know, it isn't got like benches and walls around it or anything. It's just one sheet of absolutely smooth glare ice that's about 10 to 12 feet long and completely covers the sidewalk with about 2.5-3 inches of ice. It's one of the drainage runages. It goes through the various neighborhoods and then out to the street. Of course, when we had the snow blocked up the outlet, and so the water overflowed onto the lowest alternative, which was the sidewalk, which is tedious. That was the last of the icy bits. Sun's coming up. It's a beautiful morning. It's cold. Looking forward to a hot breakfast when I get back. I've been up long enough to have a cup of coffee. Oh, goals. It's 17. This is the first day of new writing. So I need to get on with that. I need to get the writing done today, preferably early in the day. For a while, I took my glasses off and pulled my mask up, covered my nose and mouth. That helped a great deal. I can't do it with my glasses on because the breath condenses on my glasses where it rushes up underneath the mask. Just kind of tedious. I suppose on really cold days, I could leave the glasses home. I'm going to have to deal with it. Okay, getting ready to come up and make the eastern turn. I'm trying to decide what to have for breakfast this morning. I had delicious oatmeal yesterday. It wasn't anything to write home about. It was, you know, Quaker oats, rolled oats, cranberries. Probably should be eating the cranberries. There's too much sugar in them. Here we are. Home stretch. Well, no, not quite. I got 0.4 miles of straight east. And then the home stretch. So anyway, goals. Yeah, I have 3 blocks for writing today. And my goal is to do all 3. I haven't decided if it's 3,000 words or 3 hours. I'm leaning toward 3 hours. Because there are days when I'm going to be working on writing, but not putting words down. But doing things like working on the galley for South Coast. That's writing.
It's writing related.
Blog post. Maybe I should have a couple of blocks for writing, a couple of blocks for writing related, and a couple of blocks for, or one block for online writing, for doing things like the Rocky Mountain Fiction Writers blog. For doing the newsletter. See, what is, wonder what February is. Hearts and Flowers, probably. I'm trying to think of what the theme is for February's Rocky Mountain Fiction Writer newsletter. So the goal for the year is four books released. Now I'm cheating that a little bit because I've got two books half finished between To Fire Call at 65,000 and Cape Grace at 35,000 or 30,000, I guess. I've got 100,000 words in the bank across two titles. My goal is to finish up The Seeker and the Smuggler's Tales this year. And repeat something that I did the first year as my 10th anniversary. Because this year is the 10th anniversary since I started. January 12th, 2007. It's been 10 years. So this month is my anniversary. So, four books. Meditate every day. That's not going to work, but I'm not even going to get to walk every day this month because of cosine. But I could meditate. I could meditate because the meditation app is on my phone. I only need to take my earbuds. And I suppose I could try to find a 2-mile hike for Saturday morning and Sunday morning. The reality is I'm probably going to get my exercise just walking around. I think I talked about this the other day too. Oh yeah, and I knew I talked about my fleece-lined hoodie before. It was on Boxing Day. I was out on 26, so I didn't miss as many days in a row as I thought the last time. But, yeah, cosine. As long as I walk on Friday morning and then again on Monday when I get back. Maybe I'll find some audio to record some fun conversation. It's frosty. Everything is covered with, not too surprisingly, everything is covered with frost. All the roofs are covered with frost. Signs are all covered with frost. I'm just walking up the short side of the park, crossing the last street, headed for the back gate, heading for my breakfast. I don't know what I'm going to have. Something with protein. Something with a few carbs. Yeah, fried egg on a bagel. That actually sounds pretty good. Yeah, one of the things I need to do is post this before I get too far down the breakfast rat hole and lose sight of it. Although, it's in my new link term, 1917. First day of the new journal. First day of the new year. First walk. But you know what? Tomorrow's another day. With any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.